സദാശിവസമാരംഭാ ശങ്കരാചാര്യമധ്യമാ അസ്മദാചാര്യപര്യന്താ വന്ദേ ഗുരു പരമ്പര. We are going to enter the fifth chapter of Upadesha Sahasri known as Buddhi Aparadha Prakaranam. Buddhi Aparadha means error. Buddhi Aparadha means the error made by Buddhi. Samsara error is made by Buddhi ityarthah. Buddhi means intellect. Our own intellect commits a mistake. What is that mistake? Atmani anatma dharman adhyasyate. Upon atma, all anatma attributes, dharmas are attributes. Adhyasa means superimposed. That is the mistake. Our own buddhi superimposes all anatma attributes upon atma. Since our own buddhi commits the mistake, the correction has to be taken place in buddhi alone. In which buddhi error takes place, in that buddhi alone correction also must be taken place. It has to be taken place. So how to correct the buddhi? Which buddhi committing mistake? The correction has to be done. Some adjustment, some correction. That is why the title is here Buddhi Aparadha Prakaranam. Buddhi is that where the understanding takes place. Jnanam takes place. Jnanam means understanding. Understanding takes place where? In Buddhi, in one's own intellect, in one's own Buddhi. Therefore, error in understanding. Instead of understanding rightly, Buddhi understands wrongly. Therefore, error in understanding. In Sanskrit, Buddhi Aparadham. My own aparadha, my samsara is caused by my own aparadha. Vedanta gives right understanding. Vedanta study gives right understanding about myself. What Vedanta says, you are Brahman, you are free from sorrow, you are fearless Brahman. But many people afraid of that Brahman. Abhaye bhayadarshinaha. Why? Vedanta says, na mata, na pita, na bandhu, na mitram, na guru, na sishyaha. No relation at all, Vedanta says. Na punyam, na papam, na saukhyam, na dukkham. All this when it says, na punyam, na papam, na saukhyam, na dukkham, okay Swami. Na putri, na putra, na bharta, na bhartri. It is too much, no? I want to relate myself all the time. I want to lean upon my kith and kin. I am so happy, comfortable, depending upon them. But Vedanta says, you are not have kastvam, koham, kuta, ayataha. Where from you have come? You have no mother, no father, na pita, na matana. It is unswallowable. Therefore, I am afraid of Vedanta. I am afraid of Brahman, that which Brahman is really Abhayam, Abhayaswarupam, but I am seeing பயம். இஸ் இட் நாட் எரர்? எரர். புஜ சுவாமிஜி சேஸ், வைல் ஸ்டடிங் வேதாந்தா தே ஹாவ் டு கெட் ரைட் அண்டர்ஸ்டாண்டிங், பட் தே கெட் ராங் அண்டர்ஸ்டாண்டிங், தே ஆர் அஃப்ரைட் ஆஃப் வேதாந்தா, தேர்ஃபோர் தே ஆர் கால்ட் தேவாந்தா சொன்னார். வேதாந்தான்னு கீழே தலைகீழ பாக்குறவன் தேவாந்தா, தேவாந்தா தே ஆர் ஆல் தலைகீழ பாக்குறவன் அபயே பயதரிசினஹான். So the error happens here. So Brahma Dharman Atmani Adhyasyante or Adhyasyate. Who does this Adhyasa? Aham. I am. I only did this Adhyasa superimposition. Then who am I? Aham Kahana. Who am I now? I have to understand. I am means Sakshi Chaitanyam, Shuddha Chaitanyam plus Pratibimba Chaitanyam plus buddhi. I am pure consciousness plus reflected consciousness plus buddhi, antakaranam. So that buddhi is committing mistake. We have to do some ignorance or dectamina. So how to do ignorance or dectamina? Don't search in dictionary. Okay, Swami Chinmayananda used this word, ignorance or dectamina. People are all talking tonsillectomy, appendicectomy, all those they are talking. We are also able to say we are going to remove, no, ignorance. Therefore ignorance or dectomy to be done to whom? Who is the patient here? Buddhi. Our own buddhi is the patient now sitting on the operation table ready for ignorance or dectomy. Within 5 verses Shankaracharya, within 5 verses he completes ignorance or dectomy. Right understanding he wants to give, that's all. So we'll read this first shloka of 5th chapter Buddhyaparadha Prakarana. Mutra shankho yatho shankah nagrahidamrutam yatha கர்மநாசபயாஜந்தோஹ ஆத்மஜ்ஞானாக்ரஹஸ்ததா. சங்கராச்சாரிய ஸ்டார்ட்ஸ் வித் எ ஸ்டோரி. தேர் வாஸ் எ ரிஷி கால்ட் உதங்கஹ. உதங்கஹ இஸ் எ ரிஷி. ஹி டிட் லாட் ஆஃப் தபஸ் and he satisfied Vishnu, and Vishnu was so happy for his tapas, and Vishnu gave him darshanam to that Udanka Rishi. Then this Udanka Rishi asked Mahavishnu, hey Bhagavan, Vishnu Bhagavan, I want to drink amrutam. By drinking which devatas are all immortal, I also want to be immortal by getting amrutam. Please supply some amrutam for me. So Vishnu was so pleased for his tapas. Then he said, he called Indra, because Indra is the lord of Swargaloka. Every day they are only distributing amrutam. Madhye madhye paniyam, like they are all drinking amrutam only. All the time. Therefore Vishnu called Indra. Oh Indra, now this Udanka wants amrutam. You give amrutam to him. Then Indra said, okay, I'll give amrutam. Then Vishnu went away. This Indra don't want to give amrutam to Udanka, because Indra is so jealous always, you know. Nobody should come. All human beings, if they want to come and occupy Swarga, a lot of space problem comes, you know. So somehow or other he want to avoid this Udanka. How to avoid? It is Vishnu's order. Vishnu said, give amrutam. Directly Indra cannot say, I don't want to give. Therefore what Indra did, you know, he changed his vesham. like a chandala, a shudra, he wore that vesham and he appeared in front of Udanka and keeping that amrita pot and the kalasha amrita, that nectar pot tied under his lower abdomen, tied that pot under his lower abdomen, and he wants to give to this Udanka that amrita. When he is trying to give like that, this Udanka, the Brahmana Rishi, thought it is urine. The Indra is cheating me. He is giving urine. How can I drink urine? I don't want to drink urine. Instead of giving amrutam, he is giving urine. Really speaking, Indra is giving amrutam only. But he thought it is coming from that pot, from the lower abdomen. He thought it is urine. Then he felt, if I drink this urine, my brahmanatva will go away. All my punya will go away. I will become unfit for the performance of karma, rituals. My karma phalam, all punyas will go away if I do this. Therefore, he ran away without drinking amrutam. Really speaking, Indra is giving only amrutam. But he has got adhyasa, superimposition. Instead of taking amrutam as amrutam, he just have a speculation, imagination, that is not amrutam, that is urine, I should not drink, I cannot leave my karmas, rituals, karma phalam and all. Therefore, he rejected that amrutam. Then Indra is so happy. So he rejected amrutam, Indra went away. That is the story. Like that, we are also. When Shastra wants to give Brahma Jnanam, people are all enamored by, you are not a Brahmana, you are not a Kshatriya, you are a Brahman anichunna. People don't like that. How can I am not a Brahmin? I belong to so-and-so Gotra, so-and-so Sutra. All this I want to hold on. My Vamsham, my great Parampara, all these things, how can I drop? I am Suddha Brahmanana, I don't like. I am so and so, Somayaji, this Yajna, that Yajna, Vajapeya, all this I like. Therefore, Brahman I reject. Now look into the mantra, sloka, meaning we will see. Mutra Shankaha, yatha Udankaha. Yatha Udankaha, Mutra Shankaha, Udanka Rushi, just as Udanka Rushi, with what intention? Mutra Shankaha. Shanka means a doubt. That Indra is giving Mutram, not Amrutam. He felt like that. See the story background, everything we have to understand. That's why I gave the story. The Udanka thought that amrutam as mutram, the urine. Therefore, yatha amrutam, yatha bhutam, amrutam na agrahit. Yatha bhutam, that really it is nectar only, that real nectar na agrahit. Na agraha veru, agraha veru. Agraha means not taken. He rejected. Nartham. He didn't accept. Agrahit. Na agrahit, not taken. That means non-acceptance. Agraha means non-acceptance. Non-acceptance of what now comes to the Arshtanta next line. First Drishtanta. Just as the Udanka rejected the amrutam, even though it is really amrutam, but he imagined, he superimposed that amrutam as urine. That's why he rejected that. He couldn't get the benefit. That benefit by taking amrutam, immortality can come, but he rejected Amritam. Therefore, he lost his that advantage of attaining immortality. So, Drishtanta. Now come to the Arshtanta, second line. Tatha similarly, karma nasha bhayat. Karma nasha means karma phala nasha bhayat. Karma means here karma phala. If I drink this urine of this Indra, my karma phala all will go away. Therefore, karma phala nasha bhayat. Jantoho means these human beings. All these human beings who are all doing rituals. Lot of karmakanda rituals they are doing. They are not ready to drop that karma phalam. If you are interested in karma phalam, sakama karma, swarga phalam and all, how can you get moksha? Moksha is not possible. Therefore, karma nasha, karma phala nasha bhayat jantoho. Atma jnana agraha. They are not accepting atma jnanam. Anatma karmani vishaye bahu asakti. They have lot of interest. Once I come to I am Shuddha Brahman, I am no more a Somayaji. I am no more a Vajapeyi. I am no more a Brahmana. I am no more a qualified this Ritvik, that Ritvik. I have Rigvedi, Yajurvedi, Samavedi. Idella poidu. Therefore, Atma Jnanam vendavay vendapana. Paramarthananda Swami always gives one example. No? Example in the sense, one lady, after listening to that Vedanta, what Vedanta says, you have to drop Abhimana, Deha Abhimana, Putra Abhimana, Griha Abhimana, this Abhimana, that Abhimana, everything you have to drop to attain moksha. Then that lady said, Swamiji, I can drop everything, but except Abhimana attachment on my son. Except on my son, that attachment, I can drop everything now. But Swami said, even one attachment also is there, you cannot attain moksha. Then she said, then I don't want moksha. I cannot drop attachment of my son. I love my son so much. I am ready to drop moksha for the sake of my son. Like that, people are not ready to have dispassion, detachment towards possessions, body, mind, family, children, all these they are attached to. That is why all these karma phalas, whatever all we are having, we are not ready to leave. That is why atma jnana agraha, non-acceptance of Vedanta. Just as Udanka's non-acceptance of amritam, nectar, this jantoho means all these ignorant people also not accepting the Vedanta, which is giving immortality, that atma jnanam brahma vidya, by which brahma vidya they are free from janana marana samsara chakram. Is it not buddhi aparadha? Buddhi aparadha only. Therefore, that buddhi needs what? It needs some treatment. In that buddhi, there is a dosha. It needs some treatment. Next shloka. Shloka number 2. Buddhistha chalati vatma. Dhyayati vacha drishyate. Naugatasya yatha vrikshah tadvat samsara vibhramah. all are very simple slokas. You know this example also. Buddhista buddhistah chalati atma. Atma which is in buddhi, buddhistah atma chalati iva. Chalati iva is there, chalati plus iva. Buddhistah atma, this atma which is reflecting in the buddhi, pratibimba chaitanyam. Pratibimba chaitanyam, to form there must be sakshi chaitanyam. Without original consciousness, the reflectant consciousness cannot be formed. Therefore this atma is available in one's own buddhi. Because of that availability, there ahankara is formed in that buddhi, because of pratibimba chaitanyam. Pratibimba chaitanyam having borrowed the consciousness, this buddhi becomes sentient. Having become sentient, it has developed an ahankara, the ego. That ego, that ahankara, what it is doing? Chalati iva. Chalati iva. Atma will never move, but it is as though moving. Chalati iva. Because buddhi is changing, no? Buddhi is always having gradation, changing. So that chalanam of buddhi is superimposed upon the atma. Because atma is never separate from buddhi. Because atma is all pervading. Wherever buddhi is there, there is atma. Buddhi is a refined matter, sukshma shariram. What it does? It reflects the atma. The reflection of atma is formed in that. And ahankara has come in that buddhi. And that buddhi is thinking, chalati iva, moves. Therefore what? I want to make it steady. Therefore what it does? Dhyayati iva. It does meditation, dhyanam. Why? My mind is moving. Mind avadu, moving avadu. Jadamana manasu pa eppadi move aga mudiyum? The pratibimba chaitanyam, once it is formed there in that buddhi, the buddhi moves. Actually buddhi is jadam, it cannot move. Original atma also cannot move. This pratibimba chaitanyam is real or unreal? Unreal. But this buddhi does what? Taking it as real, its movement, therefore I want to do meditation. Morning meditation, afternoon meditation, and mind very sector, moving up. Buddhi is moving. The movement of that buddhi superimposed upon atma, saying what? I am, my mind is vacillating, my mind is going here and there. Actually that mind, I, when I say it is which I, lower I is false. A false mithya I cannot move. Higher I, atma, is steady achalaha. Now tell me who is moving. That movement is a superimposed movement. Bhrantihi. Just like that, just as the example he gives, dhyayati iva drishyate. First line is darshtanta. Second line is drishtanta. Yatha, just as naugatasya chalanata chalanavata, naugatasya chalavanata vrikshaha. See, when boat is moving in the river, the person who is sitting in the boat is moving along with the boat. And when he is moving along with the boat, but he sees the trees are moving. Vrikshaha chalanavatana. Vrikshas are moving really? No. But what is his understanding? Trees are moving. Vrikshaha yatha chalanavata. Appearing to whom? Naugatasya. Nau means boat. the person who is sitting in the boat, he is thinking, he is steady, and trees are moving. Many times we also experience this same. Madras vandachi na, train has come, Madras never came. But what do we say? Chennai vandachi. Chennai varadappa. Train, you have come to Chennai. So, but we use that word or not? We use that word. Similarly, here also, another example, vrikshaha naugatasya yatha chalanavatam tadvat. Similarly, in the same manner, tadvat samsara vibhramaha asti. Asti to be supplied. Samsara vibhramaha asti. Going out, mind is going out. Mind is not going out. When I do meditation, mind is not going out. When I don't do meditation, mind is going out here and there. So mind is going out, coming inside, and all these are superimposed upon me, the Atma. Upon me, the Atma. So buddhi dharma belong to buddhi. Dharmas which are belong to buddhi. Buddhi dharma really do not belong to me. But what I say? My mind is going out. I want to make my mind steady. Am I mind, really speaking? Am I buddhi? Not at all. But we use that expression. And struggling to do meditation. Jayativa lelayativa swayam jyoti brahmanam Brihadaranyaka Upanishad. Upanishad says, use this word. That's why in samadhi they sit and do that pramoda. Moda, priya moda pramoda. Pramoda anandam comes in samadhi. This is called superimposition of buddhi dharma's attributes to one's own atma. So people trying to sit in nirvikalpaka samadhi. When mind is quietened, I am so happy. When is mind is going out and all, I am so disturbed. Am I mind? Mano buddhi ahankara chittani naham. But what am I doing? I, the Atma, lending the consciousness to the buddhi, and have I forgotten? I have lent the consciousness to that, and I am becoming one with that ahankara buddhi and superimposed. My mind is restless. My mind is going outward. Therefore, what? Meditation course. People are running towards meditation course, no? Like that. It is vibhramaha, samsara vibhramaha asti. As though quieten. Mind as though quieten. Mind is jadam. Where is the question of quietening? Because of this reflected consciousness, it becomes sentient. And I have taken it as real. Not knowing buddhi is mithya, mind is mithya, not knowing that, not attending Upadesha Sahasri class, person committing a mistake, aparadham, aparadham continues. Next shloka, again same example, further he clarifies in third shloka also. Naustasya pratilomena naganam gamanam yatha atmanas samsrutis tadvate jayati vetihi srutihi. First, second shlokam, all words I have explained. Okay. Now, in this third shloka also, same example. Now, sthasya, now he brings the drishtanta in the first line. Previous shloka, darshtanta first, drishtanta second line. Now, in this shloka, drishtanta first. Now, தஸ்ய யதா நகானாம் பிராதிலோம்யேன கமனம் பவதி. நௌஸ்தஸ்ய ஔகாரந்த ஸ்ரீலிங்க நௌ சப்த நாவிஸ்திதா நௌஸ்தா. நாவி மீன்ஸ் இன் செவன்த் கேஸ். நாவிஸ்திதா த ஒன் ஹூ இஸ் இன் த போட், சிட்டிங் இன் த போட். நௌஸ்தா மேன் இன் த போட் ஆர் உமன் இன் த போட். வாட் ஹேப்பன்ஸ் யதா ஜஸ்ட் ஹேஸ் நகானாம் கமனம் பிராதிலோம்யேன நகானாம் ந கச்சதி இது நகா. நக மீன்ஸ் நாட் ஆபரணம். நக மீன்ஸ் த ட்ரீ தட் ஹுச் டஸ் நாட் மூவ். த ட்ரீ தட் ஹுச் டஸ் நாட் மூவ் மோஷன்லெஸ் ட்ரீ ஹி சீஸ் ஆஸ் பிராதிலோம்யேன கமனம் கோயிங் பேக்வர்ட்ஸ். Pratilomya means I am going eastern side and the trees are going towards western side. Western side. And another example also we see, the moon appears as moving so fast when the clouds are moving. How? You see how fast moon is going? We use this expression. See, see, see how the moon is going so fast. This expression is error or not? 10% error. We know that, but we use that expression. Deliberately, we do that expression. Clouds are moving very fast. Moon never moves. Similarly, the movement of this buddhi, we are superimposing the antakkaranam, sukshma shariram. It is moving, it is have changes, vikaras, lot of fluctuations, modifications, lot of attributes are there. All pair of opposites are there. All I am attributing to myself. Who am I? Sakshi Chaitanyam. I am not knowing that I am pure consciousness. I am attributing all the attributes of that antakkaranam upon myself. Who is doing this mistake? This buddhi. Huchi buddhi. Huchi buddhi has borrowed consciousness and committing the mistake, making this person miserable, making this person miserable. Samsari. Samsari means, Swami says, catching hold of samsari. Catching hold of samsari or dhoti. Okay, samsari or dhoti is called samsari. That is called relation, no? Sambandhi. Okay, look into this sloka. Naustasya yatha naganam gamanam pratilomena bhavati. Just as the person who is sitting in the boat, he looks at the trees which are going backwards, opposite side. Just as that way, here also, ஆத்மனஹா தத்வத் செகண்ட் லைன் தத்வத் சிமிலர்லி தத்வத் ஆத்மனஹா சம்ஸ்ருதிஹி. சம்ஸ்ருதிஹி மீன்ஸ் ஜனன மரண சக்கரம், டிரான்ஸ்மைக்ரேஷன், புனரபி ஜனனம் புனரபி மரணம். ஐ ஆம் பார்ன் வித் ஐ ஆம் கோயிங் டு டை. ஐ ஆம் பார்ன், ஐ ஆம் கோயிங் டு டை. யூ ஆர் நாட் பார்ன், யூ ஆர் நாட் கோயிங் டு டை அட் ஆல். You are superimposing the body death upon you. You are superimposing the body birth upon you. What you have to say? Body is born, body is going to die. But what do we say instead of saying body? I am born, I am going to die. See, body dharmas I am superimposing upon me, samsruti. Not only that, I am going to travel. I am going to travel after death. I travel to Pitruloka, Devaloka, this loka, that loka. And this person is asking, my wife passed away, which loka she is? I also want to go there only. She fought with me here also. There also, I want to get some scoldings. Vinamata. That sambandham is so powerful, no? He want to go there also, after birth also. This is called samsrutihi. Body to body and loka to loka. Samsrutihi atmanaha samsrutihi tadvat bhavati. You have to supply. Tadvat atmanaha samsrutihi bhavati. Pratilomyenava, vilomyenava, you have to supply. Here pratiloma mandal not required. Okay, trees are only going here. Born and born gone, born gone. Am I superimposing or not? Who is doing that? Great job, buddhi, aparadha. Buddhi is doing that aparadha, error. அது ஒரு எரர் தெரியாது சார். ஃபர்ஸ்ட் ஆஃப் ஆல் அன்டில் ஐ கம் டு த கிளாஸ் ஐ டூ நாட் நோ இட் இஸ் அன் எரர். வாட் ஐ சே, ஐ ஆம் பார்ன், டேக் திஸ் சாக்லேட், கிவ் சாக்லேட், கிவ் ஸ்வீட், ஐ ஆம் பார்ன், பட் மை பாடி இஸ் பார்ன் நோயிங்லி. இஃப் யூ கிவ் ஃபைன், பட் வித்தவுட் டெவலப்பிங் எனி அபிமான டுவர்ட்ஸ் பாடி, அபிமான டுவர்ட்ஸ் லோகா, ஐ வாண்ட் டு கோ டு தட் லோகா, திஸ் லோகா, ஐ டோன்ட் வாண்ட் டு கோ டு நரகம், ஐ வாண்ட் டு கோ டு ஸ்வர்க லோகா. Why you want to travel? Who is traveling? That samsruti of that sukshma sariram you are superimposing upon you, the Brahma Chaitanyam. Mistake, error. Tadvat dhyayativa iti hi shrutihi. Shrutihi bhavati. Therefore shruti statement is there for this also. Shankaracharya takes the support of Shruti. I am not telling, Shruti itself says this person superimposing the movement of the mind, therefore I want to make the mind steady. My mind is so vacillating, I want to make it steady, steady. No. Mind avadu, steady avadu. You are not the mind. Amani bhava you have to develop. Mandukya says, Amani bhava, I am not the mind, I am not the buddhi. Instead of saying I am not the mind, I am not the buddhi, I become one with the buddhi, and buddhi dominates, and buddhi commits mistake, error, error, and guru go on talking, talking, talking. We are not allowing the teaching to enter. That much powerful buddhi is committing the error. So powerful. When you are sitting on the boat, in the boat, and you are moving forward, how can you see the trees are moving? Sriyar de Swamini, they are all going and all. They are going and all. They are not going. We know. Similarly, here also, matter, body, mind, complex is just appearing, disappearing. I, the Atma, I am not at all going and coming. But what is happening here? The Atma Chaitanyam, Buddhi and Pratibimba Chaitanyam mixed together, messed up and creating a samsara hell. Serial or serial. Very serial life. Ethana problems, ethana problems. Because of that error, abhimana, ignorance, sheer ignorance, atma ajnana, and guru talking decades together, and the student also listening decades together, and solidly maintaining that ajnana. Enna, is it not vibhramaha, bhranti? Srutihi bhavati, Shruti statement is also there for this. Then fourth shloka, continuation. சைதன்ய ப்ரதிபிம்பேன வ்யாப்தோ போதோ ஹி ஜாயதே புத்தே சப்தாதிபிர் பாசஹ தேன மோமுஹ்யதே ஜகதே. ஜத்து முக்கியத்தை என்ன, ஹோல் வேர்ல்ட் இஸ் டெல்யூடெட் என்ன, Shankaracharya says, whole world is deluded. Shankaracharya indirectly says what? I am not deluded. Whole world is deluded. How it is deluded? Look into the shloka. Buddhehe, second line, first word, buddhehe. Bodhaha, the knowledge, jnanam in the buddhi, or of that intellect, the knowledge of that intellect. How is it possible any knowledge, jnanam, shabda jnanam, rupa jnanam, sparsha jnanam, gandha jnanam, all these possible how? They are possible chaitanya pratibimbena vyaptaha. Jayate. This knowledge is born because of chaitanya pratibimba. Chaitanya pratibimbena. Buddhi basic matter. In that matter, jadam, no knowledge can take place. Because of this pratibimba chaitanyam, buddhi has become sentient. Because of that sentience in the buddhi, the knowledge is taking place. What knowledge? Any knowledge. Shabda jnanam, rasa jnanam, rupa jnanam, gandha jnanam, science jnanam, computer jnanam, any knowledge. Enna theriyiradha edhavadhu namak, andha madri. Buddhi, bodha, pratibimba. How far we are to this knowledge, you see. If you don't come to Vedanta, you won't get it all. Nowhere this topic is discussed except in Vedanta. You are receiving some smell, no? Gandha jnanam. Have you thought of how this smell I am able to know? How this recognition of this smell, gandha, is taking place? In my buddhi it is taking place. You can say that much. Afterwards you won't say anything. You don't know anything. How this gandha jnanam is coming in the buddhi? What is this buddhi? How this jnanam is taking place in my buddhi? Because we don't get answer, that's why we never allow the questions. Because we don't know where to get answer. Why to create some guilt in us, and we just suppress those questions. But Shastra never suppress such doubts or questions. Once they rise, Shastra gives answer. How Shastra gives answer? You know how that buddhi is getting that gandha jnanam, sparsha jnanam, rupa jnanam, or any jnanam for that matter, any knowledge coming in that buddhi, only because of pratibimbena, chaitanya pratibimbena. Because in that jada buddhi, inert matter buddhi, has got a capacity to borrow the sentience from all pervading consciousness. In this body, gross body, there is subtle body. In that subtle body, there are 19 faculties. Pancha jnanendriyani, pancha karmendriyani, pancha pranadayaha, manasu buddhi chitta ahankara. Who is the topmost one? Buddhi. That buddhi is sentient because of borrowing sentience from the chaitanyam. Look into the shloka. Chaitanya pratibimbena vyaptaha. That buddhi is pervaded by chaitanyam. Chaitanya pratibimbena, reflected consciousness. Chaitanya pratibimba means what? Reflected consciousness is formed in the buddhi in the form of ahankara. Chidabhasa. Chittunude abhasam, chidabhasam. The reflection of chit, consciousness, is called chidabhasa or pratibimbena. Chaitanya pratibimbena. Chidabhasena. Vyaptaha hi jayate. After the pervasion of Chaitanyam alone, where is Chaitanyam pervasion? Chaitanyam pervaded in buddhi, whole buddhi. then the buddhi gets the capacity of knowing. Then only it becomes a pramata. Pramata, knower, hearer, seer, smeller, toucher, taster, tester illa, taster. All these ER comes because of Pratibimba Chaitanyam. How this Pratibimba Chaitanyam formed? Because of Bimba Chaitanyam. Who is that Bimba Chaitanyam? I am. I, the Pratibimba Chaitanyam, is surviving because of me, Sakshi Chaitanyam. I am the Sakshi Chaitanyam, witnesser. Witnesser of the Buddhi. That is why you can falsify the entire world, but you cannot falsify the body, mind easily. Very difficult. So, Chaitanya Pratibimbena Vyaptaha. Then only Bodhaha Jayate. Bodhaha Jnanam takes place. Any Jnanam takes place there only. Full stop. Shabdadivihi Bhasaha Tena Momushyate Jagat. Again, we have to make two sentences here in this second line. Buddhehe goes to the first line. Shabdadivihi, before that Shabdadivihi, you have to supply. Chaitanyasya Shabdadivihi Bhasaha Bhavati. Chaitanyasya Shabdadivihi. There are all the Shabda Adipadatu, Shabda Sparisha Rupa Rasa Gandha. Sound, smell, form, taste, touch, all of them, Shabdadivihi, Chaitanyasya, because of Chaitanyam alone. Shuddha Chaitanyam cannot, Ashabdam, Asparsham, Arupam, Arasam, Agandham, therefore it cannot have. So, when the Chaitanyam associated with Buddhi, all this will take place. In pure buddhi also, jnanam cannot take place. In pure consciousness also, jnanam cannot take place. Consciousness plus, or chaitanyam plus buddhi, put together, jnanam comes. Therefore, whenever jnanam comes, there is a mixture. You have to understand. What mixture? Chaitanyam plus buddhi. So, Shabdadivihi Bhasaha Bhavati. That Bhasaha means evident. Sound is known. When I am hearing sound, I am a hearer. When I am seeing forms, I am a seer. When I am tasting, I taster. I am smelling, I am a smeller. All this, when I am legs, Karma Indriyani also you can supply. Adipadat. When legs are walking, I am walking. And hands are lifting, I am lifting. So, all their actions I superimpose upon myself. Who does this job? Buddhi. Eppadi patta buddhi? Intelligent, huh? So, bhavati, full stop. Tena jagatu momushyate. Because of this misconception, because of this superimposition, Jagat mo mukhyate. The world is confused, deluded, not knowing this fact. Atishayena mukhyate is called mo mukhyate, frequent it. Atishayena mukhyate. Next shloka. Shloka number 5. Chaitanya bhasyata hamaha. Chaitanya bhasyata hamaha tadarcham chatadasyate idamam shaprahanena paraso nubhavo bhavet. Now fifth shloka is a crucial shloka. Very difficult to understand this ghatakara vritti, patakara vritti jnanam. The vritti jnanam takes place in the mind. Once you see the clip, or this pot, what happens? Now, first buddhi pervades to this pot, I get pot knowledge. This is a pot. And I know this is a pot. Vritti jnanam, chaitanyam also pervades. Vritti goes and pervades first. Pot thought pervades the pot. First thought goes out and pervades the pot. Then what comes? Phalam is what? Vritti, vyapti, then phalam vyapti. Phalam vyapti means this is a pot. Jnanam. So to get the knowledge this is a pot, to get that knowledge, before that the pot thought has to rise in the buddhi. So the buddhi goes out, or mind goes out, thought is formed. Vritti vyapti. Pot thought. Then pot thought, next what comes? Pot knowledge. Ghata jnanam. Ghata vritti, ghatakara vritti, ghata jnanam dadati. Ghatakara vritti. That pot, that thought which is in the form of, in the akara of pot. Once I look at that pot, the thought takes the form, shape of the pot. Any knowledge if you want to get, the thought has to get the shape of that object. If I show this clip, you are, ghata vritti takes place. Ghata vritti means clip vritti. Clip akara vritti. Vritti has got the akara of clip. If I show the pot, thought gets the akara of the pot. Pot akara vritti. In Kathopanishad we saw agnir yathaiko bhuvanam pravishtaha rupam rupam pratirupo babhuva vayur yathaiko. Agni doesn't have form. Whatever object it catches, it gets that form. Water also doesn't have form. If you pour water in any vessel, water gets that shape. Even vayu, air also doesn't have shape. If you fill up in a balloon, and what is the shape of balloon? Is the shape of air. So vayu, agni, jalam doesn't have shape. Similarly, your thought also doesn't have shape. Shapeless thought. Shapeless thought gets shape. When eyes go see that object, that thought going through the eyes, then that thought gets that akara vritti. Then after that vritti akara comes, then jnanam takes place. Consciousness pervades. Chaitanyam also pervades. First vritti pervades, that gets the akara. Then you say what? I know this is a pot. How you know? You are conscious of the pot, that's why you say, I know the pot. Who says? Buddhi says. Buddhi alone says. So buddhi, in that buddhi, thought arises, thought comes through the eyes and pervades the pot and get ghatakara vritti. And ghatakara vritti, then consciousness comes and pervades the ghatakara vritti rupa ghatam, pervades. One immediately you say, I know pot. I know the pot. So this is, I know the pot is a phalam vyapti. Phalam, the result. Like that, here he says, ghatakara vritti, ghatakara chaitanyam. Klippakara vritti, klippakara chaitanyam. Whatever akara vritti comes, that akara chaitanyam also must be there. Otherwise you cannot say, I know. I know, you cannot say. Clear? Therefore, this shloka needs some more explanation, very much involved shloka, which we'll see in the next class. Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vasishyate. Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi. Harihi Om. Sri Guru Bhyo Namaha. Harihi Om.